We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From USA Today, yesterday, Mississippi State Representative Robert Foster, he is a Republican candidate running for governor in this state, said he asked a female reporter to bring a male counterpart along to shadow his campaign to avoid, quote, any opportunities for an awkward situation. I want to play what he had to say. This is from the Paul Gallo Show, Super Talk down in Mississippi.
That as a lead story.
Done tons of interviews, and I have no issue doing interviews with anybody, male, female. That doesn't matter. But this was a different request. It's a ride-along request for a 16-hour day that we were going to be on the road. The other opponents of mine got a male reporter to ride along with them, which is a little bit different situation. In our case, it was a female reporter asking to ride along, and my campaign director is in and out and gone. Sometimes I have to divide and conquer, and there's just going to be a lot of opportunities where it would have been an awkward situation that I didn't want to put myself in. And we just simply asked if they could bring a photographer, a male counterpart along with them. And, you know, perspective is reality in politics. We just wanted to keep things professional. We also even offered for them to follow us if she couldn't get anybody to come. And there's only one person that comes to mind more than any of them, and that's my wife. And I've always had this same practice in business. I'm not alone with a female employee and putting myself in a position to have a he said, she said moment. I just want to always have that buffer there of having a system of professionalism. I have read the story, and obviously it's slanted in my opinion, and that's part of the process that I knew I was getting into. Yeah. Is that the media has their agenda, and it doesn't align very often with the conservative agenda. That was something that I prayed deeply about for the year before I made this decision to run for governor, knowing what it would put my family through. And I would much rather be called names by the liberal press than to be put in a situation where it could do damage to my marriage or my family.
His name is Robert Foster. He's running for governor in the state of Mississippi. He's a Republican candidate. And if you want to jump in, I don't know what to make of this. 576-7798. Amy, you are a member of the media. You are a female member of the media. What is your take when you hear that he has denied a female reporter a 16-hour ride-along to avoid any opportunities for an awkward situation?
What does he think is going to be awkward? What exactly does he think is going to happen if there's a female reporter instead of a male reporter?
I don't know. I mean, the opportunity for her to smear him, the opportunity for her to take some kind of situation and blow it out of proportion, because that's what her obvious objective will be. I don't know, but there are some people, and I'm sure we'll see this coming up here in a sec on the text line, that will applaud him for this, because some people think, like he said, that the media is just out to get conservatives, which is not true.
No.
That she may be out to make a name for herself, get her 15 minutes of fame, write a book down the road to monopolize.
How does he know that a guy wouldn't do the same thing? I mean, why does he think it's only a woman that could do that? I mean, I see he doesn't want anyone to ever say anything, that there was any kind of impropriety, but
what I think it's disrespectful of this person, of this Robert Foster, Representative Foster, to think about doing this. I think it's disrespectful to female reporters everywhere, because
it is.
What, you can't handle yourself riding along right in the motorcade? I mean, he's going to be...
Something's
going
to happen.
I mean, you're in the bus going from city to city or whatever you're going to do. I mean, and to bring in the garbage about the media's agenda and the slanted...
Well, that's a whole other story that is...
I mean, you're allowed, if you're driving, to have your opinion of this. I'm allowed to have mine, and I was going to call you Jamie. Amy, you're allowed to have yours as well. And if someone's going to tell me that... No, we're not allowing women, because you never know what can happen.
With a woman in the room.
I just think that either you don't think highly of women and their ability to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the most professional female reporters I've met in my life are women. company notwithstanding. No, I think that to me, it's pathetic that he would have to go ahead and do this. But as the text line has pointed out, Mike Pence does this. The vice president of the United States won't have dinner with any female unless there is another male present. What does that say about where we are at that you are so worried about something going awry that you won't allow women to do their jobs and cover a campaign?
It's sad to me to think if that happened here. I can't imagine. I've never run into something like that where someone we're going to interview seems uncomfortable that a female is coming to interview him. That would be a very strange new world to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Robert Foster tweeted out, and we'll go to the phones here in a sec, 576-7798. As I anticipated, the liberal left lost their minds over the fact that I choose not to be alone with another woman. Okay. All right. They can't believe that even in 2019, someone still values their relationship with their wife and upholds their Christian faith. I'm not a religious guy, but if I were I was raised Catholic, and I at the time when I was a practicing Catholic, not married, but I had a girlfriend who was also Catholic, and it was not unheard of for me to go hang out with another woman and go to dinner or go to hang. You know what? That to me is. I mean, he's playing to his base, obviously, and his base will probably eat all of this up. But the first line there, over the fact that I chose not to be alone with another woman, she's not coming over to seduce you. She's coming over to log what it is that a 16-hour day looks like for a guy running for the highest office in the state of Mississippi.
And did I hear correctly in there, were they talking about a news photographer that would be along with her as well?
Sure. They said, why not bring up, we asked they bring along a news photographer and whatnot. Oftentimes, correct me if I'm wrong, she is the news photographer.
Yeah, I mean, we have several that we call them MMJs at our station, and these are really hardworking reporters that shoot, write, edit all their stuff alone. When I go out with someone, I have a photographer with me, but we have several MMJs at my station that do phenomenal work. I just can't, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I get what his point is. I see why he's doing it. Mm-hmm. But is that really necessary? I just can't. I've never been told, no, you can't come sit and talk to me because you're a woman and I can't be alone in a room with you. And when I'm trying to do a story.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And someone mentioned doctors do it too. Okay. Yes. Well, when you're naked with a man, that's different than you're there covering the race for governor is much different than not having clothes on in a room with a male doctor. That's totally different.
576-7798. Eric in Blue Springs, thanks for calling. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, bud, I'm kind of a progressive evangelical, so a unicorn of sorts.
I like that.
It is very common amongst very evangelical traditional people that they don't want to invite the situation where something nefarious could happen with another person. I've seen it several times. So they don't want to put themselves in a position in which they could be compromised either physically or mentally with lust. That is the reason behind it.
So what he, in your opinion of this, Eric, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I can tell from your words is he doesn't know if he'll be able to control himself around a female if she is the only person in the room with him for, say, 16 hours?
You have to understand that in his eyes, the lustful thoughts alone are dishonoring to his wife. And so him being in those positions might create lustful thoughts, which would then be dishonoring his wife.
Okay. Eric, appreciate you clarifying that for me. 576-7798. Amy?
It's okay. So it's not a date.
No.
It's not a date.
No, it is not.
So maybe trust yourself that nothing's going to happen. I know what he's concerned about is she's going to accuse him of something.
Yeah, because the text line is full of Me Too comments.
They are. Mm-hmm. And this just makes me sad. This just makes me sad. And I've been a reporter for a long time. I have never run into a situation where I'm interviewing a man about anything and he has asked for someone else to be present. I mean, because you go and you talk to people and all the time. I've never had someone seem uncomfortable, whether a photographer was in the room or not. If you're talking about a story, in this case, he wants to be the governor of the state.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do media interviews. Mm-hmm. She's trying to get information from him for his story, for a story on him. Like, why is this an issue?
From the text line, in this day and age, if you're a public figure and male, you're setting yourself up. If you're alone with any woman anywhere, if there's an accusation of any kind, there's no defense. Do texts like that and this guy, do men have that low of a feeling towards women? That you're a professional and you can't do your job, and no matter what, you're going to accuse me of sexually harassing you?
Mm-hmm.
That to me is pathetic, but
it's very sad.
But it's a very common sentiment on the text
line.
It
is more than most.
576-7798. Let's go to Scott in Independence. Hey, Scott, you're on KMBZ. What do you think, man?
Hey, how's it going? I think the text line mirrors what I was going to say, and I don't think it's a right thing to do. I don't think it's the correct reaction, but in this day and age, in this heightened environment of, it seems to be that if there's an accusation made, they're guilty before being proven innocent, and anything that happens between him and her that could be misconstrued could absolutely end his career in a heartbeat without any sort of rebuttal. So,
do you think that people like this guy and a lot of people who are supporting him have too low of an opinion of women?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more of a there's a high intensity barrage of all sorts of information, true factual accusations of sexual assault, also false accusations of sexual assault, like with take Chris Hardwick or Aziz Ansari or some of these high profile cases that they were accused, they were raked over the coals, only to come out a month later that, oh, they made it all up or it was a retribution type thing. And I know that was more of a relationship.
Yeah, that's not on the deal. I think that's kind of an apples and oranges thing, Scott, because Aziz Ansari was on a date. And this is a professional 16-hour ride-along with the woman trying to do her job. But appreciate you getting in. Thank you for your phone call. You know, I think there's a complete difference between Aziz Ansari and the Chris Hardwick situation, and they were on dates, and that things just went different directions, as opposed to a woman trying to talk to the...
We're just going down the road of you can't have a conversation alone with anyone ever again, or you might be accused. Someone might lie about something that happened. I mean, it's... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're headed.
Luke is in Independence. Hi, Luke. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You guys keep looking at this as he's going to end up doing something and can't trust himself, or she's going to lie and say something. And I don't think that's where he's coming from. I agree with what he's doing. And if you look at the whole Joe Biden situation where he thought he was doing something completely innocent when he hugged someone and she took it as very offensive, not one of them lied, and neither one of them thought they were doing something inappropriate, but he went through a whole backlash because of it. And he's just trying to keep something like that from happening to him.
I fail to understand how Joe Biden and his...
When Joe Biden hugged that woman,
but
he took it very offensive.
Well, my answer to that would be, if you're this candidate for governor in Mississippi, if you're Robert Foster, don't hug the reporter. Like, why don't
keep your hands to yourself?
Like, Amy, when you came in, I hugged you because we were friends and you came in, but I'm not here to interview you about your job for higher office. How about when you walk in, shake the candidate's hand?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yep.
And then go about your day. Get your coffee, get on the bus, go to tour stops. Mm-hmm. Like, how about don't hug the candidate for governor, don't hug the reporter? Like, that to me,
it's kind of just a rule. It's just it's just a thing. I don't hug people I'm going to interview.
But is Luke right? Like, is that the thing? Is a simple hug going to get misconstrued? Again, I would just say, don't hug the candidate.
Yeah.
Don't hug the interviewer.
Please don't touch the candidate.
Right. You know? Robert Melton, thanks for calling. You're on KMBZ. What do you think?
Well, I agree with all the texters. A lot of religious figures, like Billy Graham, did that from the beginning of his ministry. He was never, ever alone with a woman, just so there could be absolutely nothing that could go wrong.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Well, anything. People could take it the wrong way. People, and especially these days, even more than back then, any little thing that happens or doesn't happen is blown all out of proportion many times. And it's just, why not? I don't understand the criticism. You know, if this, I don't know.
So what's so funny, Robert, is you don't understand the criticism, and I don't understand the support. And that's where you and I are on complete different sides of this.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, that's what he feels like he needs to do in this day and age when everything is so touchy and everybody's got a chip on their shoulder and everything is political and everything is polarized and everybody's an enemy of everybody. And just, why, if that's the way he does it, then that's the way he does it. And she, you know, it's not just a sit down interview when you've got a camera on you. You know, this is 16 hours.
Right, it's a full day.
Long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And anything, I can't imagine 16 hours of tour stops and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my gosh, you know?
Robert, appreciate you getting in.
It's just kind of sad that we're in a society now where you would even feel like you would have to do that, you know?
He said that everybody is an enemy of everybody.
That's just a sad statement.
He just said that, and that is depressing if he's right.
It is.
If he is correct that everybody is an enemy of everybody, this certainly doesn't go take any steps towards healing that.
Right.
That and it's a great call, Robert.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Just that you can't have a conversation with someone anymore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.